Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for everybody here. What if healing isn't just about medicine or therapy, but also about aligning with the right frequencies? Have you ever wondered about that? Well, today we're going to be talking about the sacred vibrations of healing, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino. I'm a nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and I actually blend both worlds together, the physical with the spiritual and the visible with the invisible. Healing is, you know, there's so much out there about healing and what it is and what it means and stuff like that, but I feel that it's a vibration, it's a frequency, and it's about tapping into that vibration and frequency, which is our innate, you know, right as a sovereign being here on planet Earth here. So we're going to explore the sacred and subtle powers of healing vibrations, the energetic frequencies that support emotional release, physical wellness, and soul level transformation. So I just invite everybody to, I'm going to set the intention that we all have an open mind as we are moving forward in this episode on the Dr. Dolores Show called Sacred Vibrations of Healing. So, you know, another question I want to pose to everybody is that how many times have we've noticed that certain sounds instantly calm our body, like ocean waves, or maybe listening to birds singing in nature, or even some of the music that we listen to. Have you ever noticed that, you know, some music or some of these things just really calm your body? These are like healing vibrations. They're the invisible yet profound forces that support emotional release, physical wellness, and soul level transformation. So, you know, let's dive in a little bit about healing being a multidimensional aspect. You know, I'm Western medicine trained, but like I said, I bridge the physical with the spiritual. I feel that sometimes in Western medicine, the focus is really on the physical. Rarely, if ever, the emotional, mental, or spiritual aspects are being integrated. Now, the good news is being in that modality for close to 50 years now, I know I look good for my age. I actually was, you know, minus 10 when I started. Only kidding. These things are starting to get threaded through and integrated in looking at a human being when they come in for, you know, a checkup and stuff like that. We are more than just our physical body, okay? And I know I've talked about this before on my shows about energy. Everything is energy. And I'll just review this for people too. When you look at the visual of myself in my office, everything in, including myself, is a demonstration of energy. We're just a denser form of it. That's why we could see it. We're vibrating at a slower vibrational capacity. Now, in contrast, those things that we cannot see, like our emotions, we may be able to feel them, but we can't see them. Our thoughts, our beliefs, our connectedness to ourselves, our higher aspects of ourselves, inclusive of ancestral lineage that's influencing us, these are all energies as well. They're frequencies, and they are, you know, frequencies and vibrations, but they're vibrating at such a higher rate that we don't physically see them. It's almost analogous to the visual of an iceberg, okay? The tip of the iceberg would be the physical part of who we are. And underneath the surface is the hidden part of the iceberg, which is all those emotions, beliefs, thoughts, good thoughts, bad thoughts, whatever emotions we've dealt with or not dealt with, our connectedness to ourselves, our ancestral lineage, and also dimensional issues too. This is all under the surface, but it's running the, these are the vibrations and frequencies that are running the iceberg that you could visibly see, or our physical body, which we can physically see. So, you know, just remember that healing is a multidimensional process. It includes everything that I just spoke about, the physical, the emotional, mental, and of course the spiritual. And, you know, like I was saying, vibrations are the invisible language of the universe. And like I also shared with you too, everything is energy and motion. Now, what we know from some of the ancient traditions and teachings is that Egyptians use sound chambers and indigenous tribes use drumming and Tibetans use singing bowls. And these were all utilized to shift energy. So think about that. These things have been around for a long time. It's not a new concept. It's been going on forever. And, you know, the good news is this, you know, now we are starting to integrate and I'm not going to say borrow, but include some of these modalities into present time health and wellness, which is an awesome thing, and it's way overdue as far as I'm concerned. And when we're able to do that, you know, this is when a lot of magic starts to happen. Okay, when you are able to tap into frequencies, it's more of a feeling thing versus a intellectual thing. And as a lot of my listeners know, that I'm all about feeling and being in the present moment, because being in the present moment is where you can access feeling and also be in the present moment. Because when you are in the present moment, this is where you are able to experience all of this. Okay. So, you know, we talked about ancient traditions. Let's, you know, pop over to like modern science. I'm going to say thank God for quantum physics, okay? Because quantum physics, the introduction of that into the science world has been a game changer, because it kind of bridges the concrete aspect of science, hard science, with the possibilities of non-tangible things that we can't really measure, but yet quantum physics kind of bridges that gap there and is the bridge to, from, you know, on the continuum, if you look at it, science versus non-science. It's like bridges the gap between those two modalities, because even though we label this as non-scientific, it truly is. We just don't have the capability to measure it in our tools and modalities that we have at this present time. The things that are going to measure this have not even been created yet, but we know that this is the truth. So, you know, just tapping back into, you know, quantum physics that's been helping to do that. You know, frequency influences matter, including water, and we are 70% water. And this is where I really like to talk about Dr. Masaru Emoto, who was one of a Japanese scientist who studied water. Okay, he actually looked at vibrational frequencies of water when they were labeled with specific words or immersed in different music. Okay, what he would do is maybe even label the vessel of water with a word like love or hate or peace or war. And what he would do is, you know, flash freeze those labeled vessels of water and look at the crystalline structure under a high powered microscope. Of course, the vessels of water that were labeled with love and peace were these beautiful, symmetrical, crystalline, it looked like snowflakes. They were beautiful. Whereas the water that was immersed with the labeling of hate or war were something that were non-formed at all. And if they were, they were fractured and not, they looked like they were sick. The crystals didn't look healthy and robust. They just looked very weak. So when you take that into consideration and you look at the human body, okay, we're at least 70% water. So, you know, how about, you know, just I want you to ponder on this. What do you say to yourself in the quiet of your mind? Because you are technically labeling this vessel of water, which, or the human body, which is 70% water, right? And you're changing the crystalline nature of the water in your body. So are you feeding your body beautiful thoughts, or are you judging and criticizing yourself ad nauseum and labeling yourself like ugly, I'm fat, I'm no good, I'm never going to be worth anything? Something to think about. This is something that you could easily change, okay? So at the heart of everything, healing is less about fixing and more about tuning into wholeness. So let's learn more about tuning into wholeness, okay? And how we do that is we have to remember some foundational things. Every cell vibrates. Health is harmony, and illness is discord. So resonance happens when two frequencies align, okay? Like attracts like, okay? Resonance happens when two frequencies align. Our healing tools remind the body of its natural state. So the body is capable of healing itself. We are wired to heal. We actually have an innate medical team within ourselves. The unfortunate part is that we come to Earth, we have free will, and we choose different opportunities to learn. We also choose, you know, what we are born into. You know, you choose your families, believe it or not. I know some people have a hard time wrapping their brain around that one, but yes, you actually chose your parents before you were born. And if you ever have any doubt about that, I have some books for you to read, and maybe we'll do another show on that. But what is interesting is that when you're able to come to alignment with what your natural ability is, true health and wellness, you're going to be able to realign yourself so you will have frequency, aligned frequency and balance and vibration. So heart math, for people who are not familiar with that, they work with the coherence of the heart and the whole idea that the heart has a brain of its own. And we're getting ready to go on our first break. And when we come back, we're going to touch back on HeartMath's research to show that there is more going on than what we know. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. So stay tuned, and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about the sacred vibrations of healing. And, you know, before we went on break, we were tapping a little into the heart math research about how heart coherence affects our immunity, mood, and mental clarity. It's with heart math, it's like they believe that there is a frequency and an energy that the heart projects out, and it depending on where you are and how open your heart is, that also allows you to experience different things. And, you know, I want to take a step into that as well, because this kind of rings close to home. You know, we had a family member this past year who had to have bypass surgery. And, what bypass surgery is, heart bypass, is that, you know, the arteries of that feed the heart become clogged, and they need to do open heart surgery to revascularize or replumb or allowing the blood flow to go to those blocked areas by bypassing the areas where vessels are occluded. So, you know, what happens with a lot of people, it's like a lot of people who have heart disease or even heart issues, usually there's a lot of blockages in that area of their chest. Okay. That's the heart. That's that chakra. It also, you know, if you've had periods where you have held grudges, or you're in a state of unforgiveness around things, or you've just been, you know, really badly hurt, your natural tendency is just to shut this area down. It's like putting armor, sometimes a brick wall, that sometimes in order to remove all that stuff, you have to, you know, take the brick off brick by brick. Long story short is that when people have that type of surgery and they get perfusion or blood flow back to those blocked areas, it's not unusual for those people to go through a depression after their surgical procedure. And the reason why, you know, I kind of pondered on this, you know, for a while, and I had to ask my higher self about this as to why that is so. And they showed me that what happens is that when people have those things that we were just talking about, a lot of grief or a lot of unhealed things, they build up a wall in their heart. When they get, and so what happens in the physical body, the physical heart starts to block as well, because it's carrying over energetically into the physical. And so when that happens, when we replumb the area and we're getting blood flow through those areas that we're getting no circulation, all of a sudden it's open and all those emotions that were hiding underneath that blockage are coming to light. And sometimes it's very overwhelming for people, because what depression usually is, it's anger turned inward. So it's an opportunity for people to do some deep diving if they're able to look at that from that perspective. So it's very interesting to see things from a heart math perspective. And when people start healing those issues of heartbreak and emotional, you know, disappointment and unforgiveness, this opens up this energy field, and your coherence, heart coherence, is going to, you know, get more and more and more. So remember, we have three brains. We have the brain, we have the heart brain, and we have the gut brain. And they all are interconnected, and it's all important. So, and, you know, with this as well, you notice that we set an intention for today's show at the beginning. And an intention is important as well, because thought and feeling carry vibration. And when we set an intention, it's almost stating, you know, what you want to experience. Now, sometimes I'll go into work for people who know that I still work in the hospital, especially when I know I'm going to be working with some challenging people. I set the intention in the room. It's like, we're going to have a great day today. And we usually do, because it's just like you're setting that intention. And it's like that vibration's going out. So no matter what's happening, you know, you are going to have a good day. So I invite you to set an intention for yourself. And even if you're working with a group of people, if you're in a role where you could do that, let's set the intention that we're going to have a good day today and see what happens. It's pretty amazing, because it's the intention that leads the way and creates, I believe it assists us in creating what we're going to experience. It's a vibration. It's a frequency that you're setting forth. So vibrational healing bypasses the mind, working directly with the body's innate intelligence. And that's that inner wisdom that we all have. It kind of taps into our internal medical team that works with us. So how do you get to do some of this stuff? And what are some of the things that you can do in order to, you know, help with your vibrational healing? So, you know, there's a lot of buzz around. A lot of people are into sound baths and singing bowls, which is awesome. And if you don't have access to that, there's actually, if you go to YouTube, you could actually download some sound baths or singing bowl backgrounds. I also love the Solfeggio music. I love the 528 Hertz, and you could actually Google that and just play it in the background, because that's like the frequency of healing, rejuvenation, and restoration. So if you're going through a lot of stress, I invite you to just go to YouTube, download a 528 Hertz I think some of them are as long as 9 hours. Download that and listen to it as you go to sleep. You'll probably have a very restful sleep. And it's a great way to restore your body, mind, and soul as you're sleeping. Now, the other thing too is your voice. Believe it or not, our voice helps balance our vagus nerve. And, you know, we talk, you know, people have done humming and chanting or toning, and this is a way of recalibrating the vagus nerve, but also, you know, clearing the energy centers and balancing out our energy centers. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we have 8 chakras, root, sacral, solar, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And these are energy centers that are aligned with different body parts. And when your chakras are not balanced, there might be something going on in that part of your body. So when you're able to use your voice by, humming like or chanting like om, or toning. I don't know what a toning is, but it's just like, listening to those type of sounds. This also helps recalibrate you. So your music choice too is something that can uplift you or bring your energy down as well. Okay. So be aware and mindful of what you're listening to or what you're surrounded by, because you take that on because it's all energy. I love it in surgery. Sometimes we play music. We sometimes ask the patient before they go to sleep if there's some type of music that they would like to listen to, because if that's something that's aligned with them, I personally feel that this helps in them having the best experience they can have. I know some surgeons listen to some interesting music and sometimes I wonder about the choice, but sometimes that's their thing. But yes, music choice does either raise your frequency, or if it's chaotic, it could drain your energy. Other ways to calibrate energy fields are using tuning forks or other instruments. I came across a gentleman who actually had a bed on some type of harpsichord where he would play the harpsichord and it would vibrate on the bed, and the bed would go into the patient's energy fields and meridians, which I thought was really interesting too. And, lastly, let's talk about words as vibration. And I know I did a segment, or actually an episode on my show, about the power of words. And that is so key and so important. Our words have frequency and vibration. Case in point, if you were to close your eyes, and you could do that now, and just feel the word love, and feel the word peace, and feel the word hate, and then feel the word war, and then feel the word peace, you'll notice there's a different frequency and vibration. The higher vibrating words were like love, peace. The lower vibrating words, you could feel that, were war and hate. Okay. So words of vibration are really important. They are affirmations, prayer, and blessings spoken or thought that leave an imprint on your field. So my question to you is, what are you saying to yourself in the quiet of your mind? Are you kind, loving, respectful, and appreciative of yourself? Or are you beating yourself, judging, and criticizing yourself? And if you are, you could easily change that. Realize that, okay, I'm doing that, and I'm going to have some self-compassion for myself. That's all you need to do, is focus on that word, self-compassion, a higher vibrating frequency and word. So if you like what you've been listening to on our show today, I invite you to subscribe, like, or leave a review on your favorite platform and share the episode with someone who could benefit. Because when we share the knowledge, everybody benefits. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about the sacred vibrations of healing today. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll go into a delicious guided meditation to wrap it all together.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking today about sacred vibrations of healing. And before the break, we were into really looking at about words and vibration and frequency and how really that has an impact. And we talked about heart coherence and the importance of really being in the present moment so you could feel, because it's really all about feeling right now. What I really want to dive into just a little bit more before we go into our guided meditation to wrap it all together is let's talk about the emotional body, okay? We have several different bodies, okay? We have the physical body, which we could see. We have the mental, emotional, spiritual bodies that are in our energy field or our aura. And what happens a lot of times when we're not well, or we've had emotional things happen, or our emotions are stuck, they're like, it's like energy that's never been experienced. Okay. So it forms like knots of distorted vibration. So when you're able to use sound, frequency, and vibration, it'll, you know, that's a different alignment or even the same. It helps to untangle those distortions. Okay. An example may be, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, is that sometimes when you're in a sound bath or feeling, you know, like in a sense of lightness after chanting, you start, you know, getting emotional. Maybe you might cry or something like that. And you know what, that's, an indication that the body is releasing something. And it's not necessary to remember what that was. Just allow it to happen and let it flow through you, because it's trapped energy that needs to be released. So just remember that healing is about creating space for new frequencies. You know, peace, love, and joy. Nothing wrong with that. And vibration. Vibrations bypass resistance, and sometimes sound allows us to release what words cannot. Okay, so just allow yourself the gift of listening to some crystal bowls. And if you've never had that experience, I invite you to go and explore it for yourself and really take it in. Remember that release is sacred, natural, and there's nothing to fear. So we're going to go into a guided meditation because I feel that this might be the time to allow you to have that experience where you could create a space for yourself so you could experience and align with the sacred vibrations of healing. So when you're ready, I invite you to find a comfortable place where you're either sitting or lying, your choice. And when you're ready, I invite you to close your eyes and take a long, slow inhale. And hold it. And gently exhale. And imagine roots growing from the soles of your feet into the earth, grounding you deeply. And just feel Mother Earth's steady vibration holding, supporting, and loving you. Begin to focus on your breath. And just inhale through your nose. And as you exhale, gently hum. Feel the vibration in your chest, throat, and face. Let your body become the instrument of healing. With each hum, your cells remember their natural harmony. Above your head, visualize a radiant sphere of golden light, pure sacred vibration. As it slowly descends, it fills your crown and flows into your brain, clearing mental fog and restoring clarity. It travels down your neck, shoulders, and arms, releasing tension. It fills your chest, harmonizing your heart, your abdomen, hips, legs, and feet, all infused with this golden vibration of harmony. Your entire body is glowing and resonant like a finely tuned instrument. Now bring your awareness to your heart and just see a vibrant emerald green light expanding outward. With each inhale, breathe in love and peace. With each exhale, Radiate that vibration to the world around you. Feel your heart synchronizing with the heartbeat of the earth, aligned and whole. Now, if there is any heaviness, old emotion, or thought that no longer serves you, imagine it as dark smoke, leaving your body with the exhale. The golden light and your humming vibration transform it into peace, balance, and love. Notice how much lighter and freer you feel. It's a beautiful thing. And rest in this vibration for a few more breaths. You are aligned, harmonious, and whole. And repeat to yourself, I am aligned. I am harmonious. I am whole and complete. And I am loved. When you're ready, I invite you to gently return to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes and take a deep breath in and open your eyes. Welcome back. And I invite you to carry this vibration of healing with you into your day. Well, welcome back, everybody. How's everybody doing? Just a reminder. Music is frequency. And vibration. And you could tap into this at any time. Sometimes we get lost in our music. It triggers memories. Maybe incorporate some sound therapy into this, and it'll allow you to go deeper within yourself and allow you to move your frequency to the music. So we're getting ready to go on our last break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about the sacred vibrations of healing today on our show. And we talked about how, you know, frequency and vibration are so important. And it's our innate right as a human being to have true health and lasting wellness. It's just sometimes we are born that way, complete and whole, and yet things happen to us and we've had different experiences that kind of alter the way that we are. So, you know, before we finish up, if you're liking what, you know, you're hearing here on our show, please, by all means, subscribe, like, and leave a review on your favorite platform. We are broadcasted on numerous platforms, and I'm sure your favorite listening platform is included. And please share the episode with someone who could benefit. Sometimes you never know how words, you know, can transform, or a show can transform somebody's life. It may be what they need to be hearing. That's just the way the energy of it goes. So just share the episode with somebody who could benefit. And lastly, I invite you to join our membership community. It's called I'm Awake Now What? With myself and Kazue Stankadis, my partner. She is a body talk practitioner and a master energy healer. We offer insight and assistance for people who are on their awakening journey on their ascension process. And sometimes it could be kind of daunting when you wake up and you just, now you're, so the title, I'm Awake Now What? So what do you do with all of it? So come join us, go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and there'll be a pop-up or a little tab that says I'm Awake Now What? Just go and check it out and join us. We meet weekly and we offer insight, transformation, healing, and support on your awakening journey. So, you know, today we were talking about vibrations of healing. And, you know, some of the takeaways that I want to go over here is that healing vibrations are sacred frequencies that align the body, mind, and soul. Sound, intention, and resonance are powerful tools for self-healing. Sound, intention, resonance, I'm going to add frequency and vibration, are powerful tools for self-healing. When we do daily vibrational practices, they could help release the emotional residue and stress that we all carry. Okay. And I know just when you think you had it all taken care of, it crops right up again. Just know that you're on a cycle. You've elevated. You're getting a different theme and variation of the same concept to work with. But the good news is you have a different set of tools and the experience to move forward from previous experiences. Look at it from that perspective. Conscious choices. Our music, our environment, our words, and our thoughts shape our vibrational state. Also, we didn't touch on this, but also what you put into your body, what you ingest to eat. Are you eating pure foods or are you eating processed foods? Are you eating a lot of sugar? Or do you have food sensitivities and you ignore them and you're eating, you know, gluten, or you maybe have a corn sensitivity? A lot of people have that and they're not aware of it because of the GMOs that are in our food system. Something to be aware of. Those have all vibrational qualities and frequencies as well. So be mindful of not only your music, your environment, your words, but also the food that you ingest as well. And lastly, living vibrationally aligned is an ongoing practice that leads to harmony and thriving. So some closing thoughts are this. Sacred healing vibrations remind us that true wellness is not just about fixing the body, but harmonizing our entire being. When we align with the subtle frequencies, we create a ripple effect of peace, vitality, and love in every area of our lives. Healing becomes not just something we experience, it becomes who we are. So remember, healing is not just physical, it's vibrational. By tuning into sacred frequencies, we return to our natural state of harmony and wholeness. So when we live aligned with vibrational healing vibrations, we don't just survive, we thrive. And I'm going to leave you with a quote, and it's from myself. Healing is the music of the soul, finding its way back into harmony. So thank you, everybody, for listening to our show on the frequency or the sacred vibrations of healing. And next week, we're going to dive into the frequency of our soul. So I have a question that I'm just going to pop out there for everybody to kind of chew on for the next week. What if your soul had a frequency and it was trying to communicate with you every moment of every day? Stay tuned next week where we take a little deeper dive into this topic. Soul frequency is so important because it's an aspect. We are a small aspect of this soul frequency. And I think it's so important that we learn to connect with this and allow it to inspire, empower, and maybe even direct us onto what our next steps are. It's being in total alignment with the larger aspect of ourselves and really trusting and stepping into our inner power and frequency, which I think is so important right now in these times that we are going through. It's really about us coming within and creating that certainty within ourselves, no matter what is circling around us. It's like us becoming the eye of the hurricane. So stay tuned next week, and we'll talk more about the soul frequency, the frequency of your soul. And just remember, be kind to yourself, love yourself, and know you are doing the best you can. Have self-compassion, and know that you are worth it all. Stay tuned, and see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.